out of the well, a sound like the moan of a woman in tears in a far-off world. That world and this were joined by a narrow shaft, through which the woman's voice reached me, though only at long, irregular intervals. I had been left all alone, in deep silence, and even deeper darkness. Enduring the pain, I reached out to touch the earthen floor around me. The well bottom was flat. It was not very wide, maybe 5 or 5.5 feet. As I was groping the ground, my hand suddenly came upon a hard, sharp object. In fear, I drew my hand back, but then slowly and carefully, I reached out towards the thing. Again, my fingers came into contact with the sharp object. At first, I thought it was a tree branch. But soon enough, I realized I was touching bones. Not human bones, but those of a small animal, which had been scattered at random, either by the passage of time or by my fall. There was nothing else at the bottom of the well, just sand, fine and dry. Next, I ran my palm over the wall. It seemed to be made of thin, flat stones. As hot as the desert surface became in daytime, the heat did not penetrate to this world below ground. The stones had an icy chill to them. I ran my hand over the wall, examining the gaps between the stones. If I could get a foothold there, I might be able to climb to the surface. But the gaps turned out to be too narrow for that, and in my battered state, climbing seemed all but impossible. With a tremendous effort, I dragged myself closer to the wall and raised myself against it into a sitting position. Every move made my leg and shoulder throb as if they had been stuck with hundreds of thick needles. For a while after that, each breath made me feel that my body might crack apart. I touched my shoulder and realized it was hot and swollen. How much time went by after that, I do not know. But at one point something happened that I would never have imagined. The light of the sun shot down from the opening of the well like some kind of revelation. In that instant, I could see everything around me. The well was filled with brilliant light, a flood of light. The brightness was almost stifling. I could hardly breathe. The darkness and cold were swept away in a moment, and warm, gentle sunlight enveloped my naked body. Even the pain I was feeling seemed to be blessed by the light of the sun, which now warmly illuminated the white bones of the small animal beside me. These bones, which could have been an omen of my own impending fate, seemed in the sunlight more like a comforting companion. I could see the stone walls that encircled me. As long as I remained in the light, I was able to forget about my fear and pain and despair. I sat in the dazzling light in blank amazement. Then the light disappeared as suddenly as it had come. Deep darkness enveloped everything once again. The whole interval had been extremely short. In terms of the clock, it must have lasted 10 or at most 15 seconds. No doubt, because of the angles involved, this was all the sun could manage to shine straight down to the bottom of the hole in any single day. The flood of sunlight was gone before I could begin to comprehend its meaning. After the light faded, I found myself in an even deeper darkness than before. I was all but unable to move. I had no water, no food, not a scrap of clothing on my body. The long afternoon went by, and night came when the temperature plunged. I could hardly sleep. My body craved sleep, but the cold